U.S. Postal Service hoping to raise stamp prices due to inflation. By Amy Furr on October 10, 2022. The U.S. Postal Service, USPS, announced Friday it hopes to raise prices as inflation continues burdening citizens in Democrat President Joe Biden's America. The agency is looking to hike the price of first-class stamps from 60 to 63 cents, Reuters reported Friday. USPS filed notice of the proposed hike with the Postal Regulatory Commission and wants the increase to take effect January 22. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said in August that inflation would cause USPS costs to exceed its 2022 budget plan by well over $1 billion, the outlet continued. However, there will be no change to the single-piece letter and flat additional ounce price, but other prices will rise, including the cost of an international letter by 5 cents to $1.45, the report said. In addition, costs for first-class mail are expected to jump 4.2%. The news came as food stamp benefits increased by 12.5%, while Americans struggled to keep up with the rising cost of food. Under the maximum benefit, a family of four on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, will see their payments increase from $835 to $939 per month, Breitbart News reported Thursday. As the cost of living has climbed, so have SNAP benefits trying to keep pace with record inflation. In July, Biden reminded citizens shouldering the burden of inflation and high gas prices that he issued checks for $8,000 last year, Breitbart News reported. There's reason to be down, but I started thinking about it. The first year, we were able with a rescue plan. We were able to send them a check for $8,000, he said. I mean a check. Beyond that, by the way, there was more than that. The president spoke about the trillions he spent in the Democrat-passed American Rescue Plan during a conversation he had with his economic advisors on the state of the economy. His mention of the $8,000 check was likely a reference to the temporary expansion of the child tax credit provided to some families in 2021 until it expired this year. Meanwhile, most Americans named inflation and rising prices as a top issue heading into the midterm elections, per a recent survey from The Economist/YouGov. The widespread concern over inflation could spell trouble for Democrats, who have enjoyed total party control in Washington, D.C., for the last 2 years, according to Breitbart News. During that time, the U.S. experienced record high gas prices and 41-year high inflation, a drastic shift from the economic reality enjoyed during former President Donald Trump's time in office, the outlet said.